This is 9FM and it is WhatsApp Wednesday.
Oh, yes. And we've been loving WhatsApp Wednesdays. WhatsApp, by the way, is the leading recruitment website in Egypt and it targets highly educated professional and top companies. And right now, they have more services other than just, you know, advertising their jobs. But you also got WhatsApp coaches to help job seekers like you, if you're listening, develop their own careers. This morning, we're joined by a very special guest.
Yes, indeed we are. Amira Amin, welcome back to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, Amira.
I know you did a little whoop whoop when we mentioned WhatsApp coaches this morning.
Feeling proud.
Now, this morning we want to talk about CVs or resumes.
Or curriculum vitae.
Like the Latin would say, yes.
Like the Latin people. So first of all, let's start at the basics then, shall we? What is a CV?
It should be a comprehensive document that collects everything about your professional background, your professional experience, that a lot of people can see and understand what you've been doing for the past couple of years of your life.
Okay.
In a nutshell, that's a CV.
Okay.
And why is it important to have a CV? Well, if you don't have a CV, you don't have anything to document your professional background all in a single document.
Okay.
Also, it's an essential part of any recruitment process you would ever go through. So we used to have before that people could send the CV in an email to all the recruiters that would ever hear about and all the companies in BCC emails with dear's kindly check attached CV, looking forward to your reply.
Yeah. Well, dear sir, madam.
I hate
dear
that.
Dear sir, madam.
Dear
yeah.
hiring manager.
When I've been a manager in the past, when you often get CVs with nothing in the subject or no hello, no dear sir or madam, just nothing, just the CV. And it's like, who's going to take the time to actually open that CV?
Thank you.
If you can't take the time to write your name on it.
And you would tell that this email was sent to a million of people because you can see that your only name is coming up in the BCC. So you know that's actually has been sent to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an issue we've been going through for a long time. So this is the reason why online recruitment websites have been created. So they will give the companies a chance to skim through CVs quickly, with ease, with technology. Mm. That's, of course, what WhatsApp is, essentially.
Yeah.
But if you would still consider the newest trends in the recruitment process worldwide, everybody's going to, instead of just reading through every single CV all the time, they get through to an online application tracking system.
Right.
So the companies would take an easier look at the professional background. Okay. Right. However, if you would still apply through an online recruitment platform similar to WhatsApp, you are still asked to upload a CV.
Yes.
So even if you have an online profile, you are still needed to have a document that would complete the picture of your professional background.
Okay.
No one really talks about, like, well, I mean, for me personally, like, I mean, there's obviously, if you really want to, you can probably attend courses and things like that about how to put together a CV.
Yep.
But I personally, when I was putting together a CV back in the day, it was just literally looking for a template on Google.
Yeah.
And using that and just hoping for the best, going, oh, I hope I got this right.
I remember we had a couple of lessons at school about how to, in like careers coaching, and how to do a CV. Oh. But I'd forgotten it. By the time it came to doing any work, I'd forgotten how to do it.
You were lucky. Not all people, actually. We don't really have that in our education system, sadly. Mm. We're looking to change that in the future.
Mm.
But people nowadays... Sorry.
No.
Just like you did. They were looking online for a template.
Yes.
So nowadays everybody's going to, they put so much emphasis on how the CV would look.
Yeah.
Instead of what's written in the
CV. It's a template. It's like, oh, I want, you know, Arial as a font, right. You know, font 14, because I don't have much experience. So I need as big to fill as possible.
In, yes. They put so much effort on the colors and how it looks, and it's a smart CV and it's a modern one. No, the most important thing is what you have inside it, what's written inside it. Not what it looks like.
Okay.
Right.
So the important thing is that a lot of people forget is a CV is not really read word by word by whoever is reading it.
Right.
Because a recruiter would have like 100 CVs to look through or 100 applications, and they're not going to go through every single one reading every single word.
No.
To skim through it.
So you want to stand out. And also, do you put on a CV your most recent work at the top first?
Yes.
So the first thing people read is your most recent experience.
Exactly.
You don't want to start with, well, I...
back in 1965.
Yeah, I used to do this, and I used to do this. I used to help.
Professional experience starts with the most recent one to the oldest one. Okay. However, the thing that... A CV takes around 7 seconds to be reviewed, not many people know this. Is there
7 seconds?
7 to 10 seconds.
Oh, wow. So 7 seconds. Wait.
So if you don't,
yeah, so not much.
Years. Right. Oh.
So if you don't, if you don't stand out in that 7 seconds, like that scan through.
Yes, it has to be quickly readable, and whoever is reading can get a very comprehensive understanding of your professional background yeah. at the first glance.
And it's an impression thing. It's like when you for making a first impression in person as well. Your CV does that for you before you ever walk through the door.
That's exactly it. It's your first chance to impress an employer.
Right.
So you have to make sure that whatever it's in the CV has the professional keywords that is relevant to
this. This is what I was going to ask you about. Keyword. Are there any particular words you should just... you stick in there just to try cute. Just so they like they jump out at the potential employer.
It all depends on who you are, the background and the jobs that you're applying for and the career level. Every single point in your career would have its relevant keywords.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're doing what's relevant. But the thing is that people cram so much data into it, they put so much talking and a lot of words that is just not that descriptive.
Yeah.
So you forget what's happening there.
Okay. Well, that brings us nicely to our next point. We're going to look into some common mistakes that people do when they're putting together their CV. We'll come back and we'll talk some more with Amira from WhatsApp on WhatsApp Wednesday here at 9FM.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. And just for tonight on the morning show at 9FM, it's WhatsApp Wednesday. We are joined by Amira Amin this morning once again. Hello again.
Hi, Amira.
Hello.
Amira's a career coach. Been telling us all about CVs.
Yes.
And so you're going to tell us a little bit about something that you guys did recently at WhatsApp, right?
Yep. Yeah, we had a project where we asked people to send in their CVs for review, and we got a huge number of CVs. We reviewed around 300 between all four of us.
Yeah.
So you were kind of like judging them, just to have a look and see what is going on with people's CVs.
We're more than helping, not judging. But we found some very, very common mistakes about
yeah.
between all people from all different backgrounds and professional levels and everything. And
yeah.
these mistakes were really simple, but they could actually ruin your chances of any job you're applying for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we dive straight into it?
Yeah. Well, the most simple one is the reason why you're applying for a job. It's because of the job experience and the job you're applying for.
Yeah.
So the thing that we found to have a lot of people would do is that they don't really focus on the job description points that they mention in the professional experience, which is the most important part of the CV.
Are you talking about the sort of like the brief where they say we're looking for this when the recruiter is advertising the job, and then the person on the CV doesn't address any of those points at all?
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
And the most important point is that your CV is all about your professional experience.
Okay.
So what I want from that is your mobile number, email address,
right.
and your full name and your professional experience. That will be the most important part I want to get out of the CV.
So that's your top bit.
The first step. The
right.
first part of the CV would have this quick information that you would need to get from right off the top.
Okay.
So the professional experience, a lot of people would do that. They start with the oldest one, just like you said, that was mm-hmm. 1996. I don't want to need that. I don't need that. I need to know what you've been doing very recently or what you're doing now.
Mm.
The second part is that people overdo the job description points.
Okay.
They copy-paste their job profile or mm-hmm. the one that they found online for a similar job description.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's not good because usually it wouldn't have the right keywords for it.
Right.
And I would like to know your personal take on what you're doing at your job.
So you, mm-hmm. employers can tell when you just copy-pasted something.
If you've read that many CVs, you would know somebody if copy-pasted something out of Google.
Right.
And there's easy thing that I can highlight the text and click... search on Google,
Google
and
yeah.
you can actually see it coming up right at the first
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
At the beginning you would start to Google it, after a while you get to memorize, but people have been copy pasting this, so
right.
it's really important that I understand what you have been doing, so I need to have a personal touch
okay.
in how you describe your job description.
And are we talking about, when you say job description, we're talking about like a written summary, or are we talking about a list?
That's the point. There are people who will go for a bullet-pointed a list of the job description.
Yeah.
So they go through every single point.
Okay.
So they mention around 15 points describing the responsibilities, but I don't need to read all of that. I'm not going to read all of that.
Yeah. I don't need to know that you bring coffee for the boss.
Yes.
I don't need to
know that you
attend. That's the key point.
This is how you get forward in
yeah.
the job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just about that. I need to know as well what you... have been doing, that's the key things or the key responsibilities of your job. These are the most important ones that have to be right at the top. And also, people do not focus on achievements.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if the usual thing for employers that they need to ask the job seeker, what will you be bringing to the job?
Right.
What will be your key achievement that you think you can do? So this is how you can impress whoever is reading the CV right at the, right off the bat. You can just tell them that in the, this position, I've been doing 1, 2, 3, 4 as the key responsibilities, and I have achieved 1, 2, 3, 4. Anything that is measurable with numbers and figures, that would be definitely the easiest way to describe what you have
been
what
doing.
You have done.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you have some sort of a project that you've done, you're really proud of, you've changed something in the process, you've recommended something and they've been using it from that point that you've been working in the company, and even after you left, they're still using whatever you've recommended, that's definitely an achievement. So I need to know what you have left or your impact on the organization during your employment. So I need to get the from the job description, the most recent one, the key aspects of your job description, not the mundane one, and what are your achievements out of this specific position?
What I want to know is it right that you leave stuff out of your CV? Like, if stuff you don't think is relevant to whatever particular job, but you've done quite a lot of jobs, stuff that's not relevant, just get rid of it. Because I, it's that worry that you have. Do I leave this out? Does that leave a gap in my my period of being employed? Or should I just leave it in? Or should I just really just focus on the things that are going to be relevant to the job that I'm going for?
sorry, there are two schools when it comes to this.
Okay.
Or two ways to do this. If you have a lot of experience that is slightly different or things that are not really that relevant to each other, you can just focus on the aspect, main aspects of the job that you would think would be fitting to the position that you would like to continue working at, and make sure that you describe the positions in a form or a fashion that would give the idea that you have been doing, even though the title is slightly different, but your involvement has enabled you to be more professional in the career that you're interested in working.
You got the transferable skills.
Yes, focus on the transferable skills and how you describe the positions that you would think are not really that relevant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, some other people would recommend that you can take them out altogether, but that puts the hazard of you would have a huge gap in your CV or something that is completely, you would have, if you were supposed to be a person with 6 years of experience and you only have 2 years of collective experience in your CV, then that leaves a question of what have you been doing for 4 years.
Yeah.
Right. And employers might want to, it might be an important question that employers
ask. It is. And you're going to, of course, if you got the interview, we're going to ask you about what happened in these 4 years, and you're going to tell them eventually.
I was chilling.
Yeah.
I was chilling. I was watching TV.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was
catching up on
that.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Yes.
So you just need to make sure that you have a justification at least of what you're going to leave out of your CV, or just make sure that you mention it, but focus on what you have gained out of it, as the, just like the transferable skills, just like you said.
Cool.
Can you be overqualified? Like, there's stuff that you that for a particular job might look like a little bit almost threatening to an employer, and they might think, oh no, you're too qualified to come here, you might get my job, that sort of thing. So I mean, you might leave something out, or maybe sort of temper how you put it or whatever.
That's a thing, especially if you're transferring from one point in your career to another, if you're interested in a position that would fit your character more, but probably it's a it's a step down, then you can temper slightly with how you describe it, but you can still be an overqualified person. If you're applying for a job that requires 2 years of experience and you have around 5 years, but you're very interested in the position and the company and the culture and everything, you would still be slightly considered overqualified. You just need to make sure that you the information that you put in your CV and how it comes across, that you're really interested in this specific.
So it's really about expressing an interest and showing your employer why you want to be working for them. It's not so much about the qualifications, it's about showing an interest.
And a lot of people confuse how your motivation for the job by adding an objective at the beginning of the CV.
Okay.
Right. An objective, the ones that you usually get the feeling of being copy-pasted from whatever.
Yeah.
Is I want to utilize my skill set. I'm looking for a nice position at a reputable company. We all want that.
We all want
a nice job in a good company.
Hardworking, trustworthy.
Yes.
You
great
know,
communication skills.
What's that? Can work well individually and as part of a team.
Yeah. And under pressure.
Classic
Fantastic. And yeah. under pressure.
And under pressure. Yeah. And without pressure.
that's all very important. Well, we're not making fun of these people. Just want to make sure.
No. This is all in mine. This is all in my CV.
Yeah, yeah. But we all use them, don't we?
We had them as well. But the thing is that a lot of people would think that these keywords would help them, but at some point they get too cliched and employers get...
Exactly.
They get to hear it all the time.
Let us know this morning if you've ever put on your CV, worked really badly as part of a team, or, you know, is not very good on my own, needs team help.
An interesting trial. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. See how we go. I think everybody, all employees might sort of just, you know, accept the fact that you probably are that person, or they'd hope you were.
Yes.
The most obvious option would be if you can integrate your key skills into your job description.
Right.
And how you would talk about your responsibilities. Just remove the objective if you feel like it's not adding much information to what you're trying to do with the job. And probably if you have a couple of years of experience and you have something key that you've done, you can talk about a career summary at the beginning of the CV.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you don't have that or you not really have that many years of experience, you can just start off with the working experience straight off.
Okay. And there's an article where you can see all this, right? You've written a piece?
Yes. I've written an article at Wasdorf blog. It's called CV Mistakes, How You to Ruin Your Chances in 7 Steps.
Okay. Yes. CV Mistakes on the Wasdorf blog.
Wasdorf blog.
It really describes more of what you can do and what you cannot do in the CV. You can read it if you want at your own risk. I'm not trying to.
And we are taking your questions this morning. We've got about 10 minutes left. We're going to come back shortly. So if you do have a question on CVs or anything else, we'd love to have you.
SMS 1042 this morning. Don't forget to leave your name as well. Tweet us at NileFM with your question, or get onto NileFM.com, Facebook.com/NileFM.
Yeah.
That's the one. Our Facebook page.
And if you don't leave your name and want to be anonymous, that's fine.
That's also fine.
The Mirror is our guest on Wasdorf Wednesday, one of the career coaches from Wasdorf, and we're talking about CVs today. Amira, tell us, what is the big no-no, the biggest no-no, or one of the biggest no-nos when you're doing your CV?
Yeah, spelling mistakes.
I'm
so happy you said that.
Right.
Right. What is it about spelling mistakes?
People usually tend to forget to spell check the document before they save it, so they end up with when we write something, it's easy to forget how to spell a word, and you forget about it and you move on with your life. But you should really come back and spell check the document, make sure you don't have any grammatical mistakes in the document, because it really makes you look like you don't have
care.
I was going to say attention to details, but you put it properly.
And it makes you a weaker candidate as well, doesn't it?
It can really weaken your chances, as well as having a photo in the CV, which
that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's controversial.
If you're particularly ugly, it's a no-no.
That's the reason why you should not add a photo in this year.
I'm kidding. Of course. So it's nice for people to know that you're well turned out, you're presentable, you're going to look good for the company.
It's true, but the reason why you have a CV is because you want to talk about your professional experience, not how you look. So you need to focus on what you can offer.
It's not a modeling job. Unless it's a modeling job, in which case
unless
it's a different thing.
Requested to add a CV, a photo in the CV,
I was always told that you should, because if you want to see like a happy smiling face, or it just adds a little bit extra to the CV, it makes you not just seem like a blank piece of paper.
That's true. That's some way to consider it. But I've seen a couple of my friends who usually would conduct interviews. They say that they would like to have a photo because it helps them complete the picture.
Yeah.
But I just, in my own personal opinion, it puts a slight point of you might judge a person based on how they look, not how well they would perform. So that's probably a thing you need to take out, just to make sure that you don't have this leeway of judging people.
Yes.
But just to be more professional.
Also, other things, the document name, this is important, right?
Yes. You just need to name it as your full name. That's it. No need for Ahmed _123 new CV
CV fifth attempt.
Oh, yeah.
2016. And that's the document that you were receiving, not the one that you used to write.
It's not good if you're applying in 2018, you're sending a document called, my CV 2009 something.
It is updated, but you haven't changed the name of the document.
Yes.
That's going to make it look bad.
So it's just going to be your name.
Right, just your name, and save the document as it is. It's a PDF document or a Word document, whatever. It's just needs to make sure that it have a nice name, that's all.
Okay.
And what else?
What else? You can also, we said, focus on achievements.
Yeah.
When you talk about your experience, do not overstress all the points of the job description. You need to focus more on what you have brought to the organization. Make sure also to put the professional experience at first. And do not overdo the online courses or the courses that you've taken and the certifications that you've taken right after the working experience. Because people think that the more the merrier when it comes to the courses, actually, it's just, it might not be that good.
Right, okay.
It's not the more the merrier. It's the more focused you are, the better for your chances.
What about in the skills section?
It's not that helpful. Chances, odds are people are not going to get to that final page of your CV through your skills that you think you would have.
But horse riding.
Juggling.
Juggling or running, listening to music, that could be a skill.
Great with Word and Excel.
Yes. Also, ISDL. We have a certificate or a course that we used to take back in college, and some people do that. It's the ISDL. I'm not sure what it stands for, but it's too old-fashioned now, or it covered some very basic points that you really do not need to add it at the CV.
Is this also computer literate? Is that another thing that you can probably remove?
Internet searching and sending and receiving emails.
Yeah.
We all do that. If you're going to add a skill or a skill section in your CV, if you're not going to integrate them in the job description, make sure at least you put a justification for it. So if you're good at skill, make sure that you mention how you understand you're good at it or how you acquired it.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
I guess like putting that you're good with computers is like putting I can sharpen a pencil.
Yeah. Probably in this day and age,
The same level of importance.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Okay. And the section placements.
Yes, it's important for people with different career levels to understand that the place that you put the section of your CV, like working experience, education, courses, and certifications, is important to how it's viewed.
So the format.
Yes, the format and the template itself has to be well spaced and clean. Doesn't have too much data or too much colors and shapes because it distracts whoever reading it.
Okay.
And also makes it difficult if you're applying through a system. Makes it difficult for the system to read the data or the words of the CV itself.
Okay.
So you need to make sure that your full name at the beginning, mobile number, and email, or if you would like to add your LinkedIn profile link, that will be okay.
Yeah.
And then you just write afterwards. You can add your career summary. If you would like to. If you don't, you can just start with the working experience.
Okay.
Whether it's your professional experience, internships you had, if you just graduated, volunteering activity, you can add it in a section of its own right afterwards. After the working experience, come to the education part.
Okay.
And then you can add whatever skills you would like to add.
And I know at WASDAF, you do this, you can do like a CV review, right? So people can send you their CVs and you will look at them and go, oh no, that's rubbish, change there, or that's good, or that's brilliant, or whatever it might be.
Yes. We don't say that's rubbish, but we just...
I would love it if you did.
I think if you had Mark on the team for like a week, you'd have to fire him.
We're gonna.
You got no chance, loser. That kind of thing.
We're gonna get shut down if Mark had it.
Mark would just ask only for the photograph. You could just send me the photo.
Yeah.
No, we do it where people would send us a CV, book a time for a CV and profile review. So we get the CV, we make sure that everything that we also ask you to send us some sort of a job that you'd be interested in.
Right.
So we need to make sure they're matching, your CV looks good, how you describe your experience, and everything about the CV gets completely reviewed and make sure that everything you're set for the market. They can just get through to us by visiting coaches.wasdaf.net.
I got it memorized now.
Coaches.wasdaf.net.
Wasdaf is spelled.
Yes.
There it is. W-U-Z-U-Z-Z-U. Oh, I messed it up.
So she says, I've got it memorized.
I've got it memorized. You threw me off by looking at me.
W-U-Z-Z-U-F.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And also, if you go onto our Facebook or our Twitter or anything like that, there's a lovely picture of Amira and us guys from this morning. You can go on there. If you have any more questions that you want to ask, you can. And the guys from WASDAF will get back to you.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, all the interviews that we've had on WASDAF Wednesday over the past few weeks are online. And this very recording will be on afterwards as well for you to review.
Yes.
And hopefully use it to adjust your CV if you are listening and looking to apply for a job.
I'm already applying right now.
Don't leave us, Mark.
Amira, it's been lovely to have you on again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Take care. We have another WASDAF Wednesday next week. Get online and you can see all the ones we've had before, as Sally said.